No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Erker on the ticket. I'm excited at this time to be joined by our special guest. Now, this is a man who won the Brooke Beringer citizenship team, was the offensive scout team MVP in 2009, which is honestly something that stands out to me. He was a Nebraska Student Athlete Hero Leadership Award winner in 2012, the Tom Novak Native Son Award winner in 2013, and again on the Tom Osborne citizenship team. From Omaha West Side, former Nebraska quarterback, Mr. Ron Kellogg. How you doing, my friend?
Great. How you doing?
Dude, I am phenomenal. I appreciate you taking the time to join me. So one of the things, there's a whole bunch of things I want to chat with you about. Well, I want to start right off the top. All right, you're from Omaha West Side. You walked on at Nebraska. You had opportunities to go to other schools. What made you choose coming to Nebraska, and how much did it mean for you to stay in state and play for the Big Red?
Probably the biggest thing was just the atmosphere, the Husker fans, the whole tradition of what being a Husker football player meant to the state. I think it really solidified me when I went to a quarterback camp going into my senior year. I ended up winning the MVP trophy for that camp. And just all the love and the excitement that the coaches had made me feel like I was at home. The conversation with Bo Pelini, how he was straightforward, didn't really sugarcoat a lot of stuff. My parents really enjoyed that. They wanted somebody else that would hold me accountable while I was out of the house. And so just being able to watch games as a kid and then have the opportunity to actually participate and play on the same field as so many different legends was hard to pass up.
Now, something that sticks out to me, because I remember when I was on scout team, and you played a ton of games as a senior, and I got questions about that, but I remember my true freshman year redshirting, being on scout team. That's a challenging thing, okay, to go to practice every day, to run plays that are on a frickin' card, and it can be a challenging thing to get up and be excited about that day after day after day. It's easier for some people than others. But you won offensive scout team MVP, and I'm not going to lie to you, my eyes went straight to that. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you attribute that to, and how, like, if you were to be able to talk to some of the guys who are going to be on the scout team this year, how important is the scout team for Nebraska as they get ready for each opponent each and every Saturday?
It's the most important part of the week. So to think that if you're on a scout team and think you don't matter is so far away from the truth. I think once you realize that all the preparation that you put forth to replicate whatever position you're playing for that week, to give the defense or the offense a great look, will only help the team as a whole. And so you have to realize how important you are to that aspect of practice. And I just got fired up every day because I knew I was doing something that was going to help our defense. And it was really cool to see in the beginning of the year, maybe a sprinkle of black shirts. And then once you got to the end of the season, the whole darn team was in black shirts. And so it was kind of terrifying. So for me, I got to put myself in the shoes, you know, I got to put myself in the shoes of the opponent quarterback and just sit there and be like, wow, this would be intimidating for a whole game. Plus I had Sue that I was going against and Prince of Mukamara. And so it's like, I was really being beneficial to these guys, more so than an annoyance. I think the other part of it that made me really enjoy it is it was something I did when I was a little kid. I would go out, watch games on Saturday morning, and I would try to replicate Troy Smith, or I try to throw like Colt McCoy. And so I kind of already had that in me already. And so just to be able to showcase that and feel like I was being beneficial to the team just made that transition a lot easier.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, the year that Ron redshirted was 2009. So he was facing that 2009 Nebraska defense every day in practice. All right. Now, as I mentioned, you played a ton as a senior. You became one of the leaders on the team. Now, Taylor Martinez was a senior as well. You had the quarterback incumbent to be Tommy Armstrong coming up. Obviously, Taylor missed about four games that year. He was banged up a little bit with the toe. What was it like for you kind of trying to be a leader on the team with Taylor being a senior, but he's a little bit with the toe? What was it like for you kind of trying to be a leader on the team with Taylor being a senior, but he's banged up? And then you got Tommy as the freshman getting some reps, getting to play in some games. And here you are trying to be one of the leaders on the team. You're playing a ton as a senior as well. Talk to me about kind of what that was like for you.
For me, I was the middleman. So you got this, you know, this two starter scholarship guys, and I'm the walk-on guy who later gets put on scholarship. So I just wanted to be the person that was trying to be consistent as much as I can. It was a situation where we would, you know, kind of split series, which was kind of difficult sometimes because you're sitting on the sideline and then you don't know necessarily when you're about to go in for your series. So just trying to be as even killed as possible. But at the same token, taking what I was doing earlier in my college career, which was, you know, signaling, being on the headset, being on the sideline, trying to, you know, give my two cents if it, you know, mattered at all. But just to be like a person that you could come talk to or say, hey, I noticed this. Maybe take a look at this when you go out in your next series. But at the same token, I knew Tommy was going to be the guy that was going to be the leader for the next 3 years. And so, you know, a lot of opportunity for us to bounce ideas off each other and support each other. I just thought it was a unique experience for me. And it really showed, you know, what translated from my early years at being in Nebraska and just being patient and being in that position where, you know, your opportunity, your number might come up. So you have to be ready for that opportunity.
All right, let's talk about the Northwestern game your senior year, okay? The only Hail Mary touchdown pass that led directly to a Nebraska win in Husker football history. So you completed a 49-yard Hail Mary touchdown pass to redshirt freshman Jordan Westerkamp at the end of regulation. All right, now you finished the game 7 of 13 passing, 114 yards with the one TD. But what was that moment like? And I remember, like, the helmet it came off your head, it's in your hand, you're running around, hands in the air, you're screaming, you're celebrating, obviously the team's going crazy. But talk to us about that moment and just how cool that was.
I mean, first of all, I didn't even think that moment was going to happen because in the first half I threw an interception and I got chewed out on the sideline. So I didn't think that second half was going to happen. But 2 minute was like my favorite thing, and I was pretty good at it. And so I had a sense that I might go in. It was kind of real when Bo said, hey, get warmed up. And so I just didn't want to be the person that was the reason why we lost. So I tried to make sure that I did all the right throws to get us into a field goal type situation. I was shocked and very happy that they called timeout so we could change our game plan a little bit to do that Hail Mary. But all I remember was trying to throw the ball as far and hard as I could and not take a sack. And then I fell. I threw the ball so hard, I fell on my face. And, you know, people bring that up to me all the time, and I joke with them about, you know, yeah, I didn't even get to see it. I was in the turf. So what made me get up and run away with like that was the fact that when he did catch it, the turf on the field actually, like, levitated off the ground. And so it kind of scared me a little bit. And the roar. And so my only reaction was just to run away from a dog pile. I wanted nothing to do with the dog pile. I wanted nothing to do with that. So, and it was the day after my birthday. So it was kind of like the icing on the cake for me. So I was, it was a ton of different emotions showcased in one. And the only way I could express that was running in the opposite direction.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Still one of the coolest moments ever. And bringing up dog piles, dude, I hated dog piles for two reasons. Number one, I'm a little bit claustrophobic, so yep. That doesn't help. And number two, just things would happen under there, and yep. I couldn't see who was doing it, so I don't know how to get back at it. I just didn't like it, man. So I understand yep. running away from the dog pile, plus you're celebrating, obviously.
Yes, I'm in the same agreement with you, man. I just didn't feel comfortable being dog piled on at all. So Jordan Westerkamp got to experience that. A couple of my teammates got to experience that, and they actually ended up feeling what you were feeling with the claustrophobia.
All right, so I don't know if you were at A&M for this game, and I'm the guy that will ask any question that I think needs to be asked. You answer this however you want. Maybe you weren't even there, and then we'll move on. But the whole Taylor Martinez, Bo Pelini, all that stuff at the A&M game, were you there that for that game? And if you were, what do you feel comfortable sharing or not sharing?
I was at that game. That was my first time ever traveling with the team. All I remember was we were playing. I looked at the sideline. I didn't see Taylor. There was confusion. Then a couple series later, you see Taylor again. And then I was down on the opposite on the sideline, but you could hear Bo having a Bo conversation with Taylor.
I love that.
A Bo conversation, which is usually the pictures on Google if you want to try to find that. If a finger point with a slightly opened mouth, usually some slightly. Big red gum was in there. And so outside of that, I tried to stay far away from those type of situations as possible and just be an onlooker. So that's about as much as I can give you in that okay. sense.
All right, that's cool. All right, so you do a lot of things within the community. Okay, feel free to share anything that you're doing within the community. I know you're the offensive coordinator for Standing Bear High School's football team. This is going to be Standing Bear's first year playing varsity sports. So obviously, I got to ask you about that. Now, for those who don't know, they do not have a senior class, so obviously they don't have as many players. They're obviously missing seniors and things of that nature, but they're going to play varsity sports this year. So as you enter Standing Bear's first year playing varsity football, I mean, I don't even want to say the word expectations, but what are you kind of looking for this first year from your offense and from the team as a whole?
The biggest thing that I'm looking forward to is just our competition level. We played a little bit of, freshman JV games last year, and so it's kind of a big jump going into straight varsity, but over this past summer and this first couple weeks in August, just seeing the tremendous growth from our athletes and our coaching staff, really buying into the fact that we take on what comes next. So play after play, what are our responsibilities? What is our job? What's our role? And how we can execute that. The biggest thing for me is teaching our kids the why behind our offense. So instead of just showing them a route and you run this route, why are you running this route? And how do you run this route against certain coverages? I think everybody puts all the expectations on our quarterback, but it's the whole team. It's a team sport. It's 11 kids. So if everybody does their job and the responsibilities correctly, we can be successful and, you know, go from point A to point Z, which is the end zone. Outside of that, I think being able to create and establish a culture with this being our first year in varsity is a huge and wonderful opportunity for us. We can really set some great foundation for all the future classes that come in after this one. And so I'm just really excited about the opportunity to participate with Stanley to be the offensive coordinator, but then also put some great, you know, film out there and let our kids be able to have fun, but also execute the entire time. And so outside of that, that's like my evening job, but my day job, I'm a CLC community builder. I'm also a part of a state task force for youth fitness. We are trying to improve youth fitness here in Lincoln. So we've created a sports league within our CLC programming, which offers free team sports for our CLC students across the 20 elementary CLCs. And so I'm just excited for not only building our high school youth, but also building our future generations for whatever high school they go to in the elementary realm.
Yeah, if people want to help contribute to what you're doing, whether it be with all the high schools in the area or with the youth in the area, is there a place that they can go? And if they want to get involved or they want to help contribute or just help make an impact in some way, shape, or form, where can they go to do that?
Oh, for sure. They could email me. My email is at rkellogg, 2 L's, 2 G's, just like the cereal, at lps.org. I could be in contact with them. They could also go to our CLC website, which is clc.lps.org. They can also find information there. And then there should be a big report that comes out here next year about the stuff that we've been working on with our task force. And really what we're looking for is anybody that wants to do donations. We are playing in soccer, volleyball, basketball this year. So shoes, soccer cleats, shin guards. We are also offering opportunities for coaching for both soccer, basketball, and volleyball, and our running program as well. And so if you are the type of person that has free time from about 3:30 to 4:30 and you want to work with youth and teach them the rights and wrongs of the different sports, we would love to have you. And we also have opportunities for repping as well.
All right, that's absolutely phenomenal. I got one last question for you. It was interesting. I was chatting with somebody watching Standy Bears scrimmage on Saturday. I was like, you do realize they're going to have 22, this is going to be a fun year this year, but they're going to have 22 returning starters a year from now. That's kind of a cool thing. I don't know that everybody can say that. So that's going to be fun to look forward to. But here's my last Husker question for you. All right, sure looks like we're going to have a true freshman starting a quarterback this fall. All right, probably Dylan Raiola. I'd be flabbergasted if it's not at this point. Got a lot of good players in that room, but it seems to be Dylan. What are your thoughts, having played quarterback at Nebraska, obviously played a ton. What are your thoughts and what can people try to expect from a true freshman? What's realistic to expect from a teenager, you know, as he starts his first ever, you know, Husker football game in the near future?
Right. For me, the big thing that I just want, if it is Dylan Raiola, try not to be Superman. There's already a bunch of big expectations on you being the Husker starting quarterback, especially as a true freshman. We see the videos of you working with Patrick Mahomes, private quarterback coach, you going to train with Patrick Mahomes. So just like take each game as it comes, take each series as it comes, take each play as it comes, and just play within yourself and do your job. That's a big thing. The second thing is I think we are going to see growing pains, so we have to be patient at the same time, be supportive. Because what I've seen from spring games, what I've saw from spring practice, the guy's it. He's got it. So I think if we can allow him to have the growing pains, that will only help him be as successful as the years go on. And so I'm really excited for, you know, to see him participate and play and do his thing. But I'm also really excited for year two of the Matt Rhule football program, because usually I watched your top five things for Nebraska this season a couple days ago. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that the second year for Matt Rhule is usually a big year. And so I'm very, very pumped for that. And I'm also really excited that we are doing stuff for turnovers. So holding people accountable, taking care of the pill. because that's the most important part of the football game. And it's a lot of the reason why we lost a couple of those football games last year. So all in all, patience is the big thing for me, and I think we'll see some truly successful things happen this season.
Absolutely, man. I couldn't agree more. Good luck to you as with everything you're doing in the community. Good luck this fall with the football season, and I appreciate you joining me.
Yeah, brother. Thank you.
All right. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.